The Jacko Stories. Based on characters created by Leslie Owen. As written and read by his son, Colin. Today's story, Jacko's Big Surprise. It was a beautiful day in the jungle, and Pidge was up early and out of the nest so as not to miss a minute of it.
"My, this is a nice day,"
he chirped as he flew high in the sky. Pidge circled the area of the jungle where he and Jacko lived, noting the river running quietly below. Far, far away, he could see the far-off forest where Wally, the Wallopalopopus, lived.
"We haven't seen Wally for such a long time. I think I'll find Jacko and go and pay him a visit,"
Pidge said. Pidge came flying down to the tree where Jacko lived and landed on his favourite branch just above Jacko's nest.
"Hi, Jacko,"
Pidge called out, but there was no answer. Pidge looked around the tree for Jacko's mum and found her clearing away the breakfast things.
"Hello, Mrs. Jacko. I was looking for Jacko, but I couldn't find him. Do you know where he is?"
"No, I'm sorry, Pidge," Mrs. Jacko replied. "Have you tried the riverbank? He may have gone to see Crocky."
Pidge thanked Mrs. Jacko and flew off in the direction of the riverbank to see if Jacko was there. When Pidge arrived at the riverbank, he found Crocky snoozing on the bank in the warm summer sunshine. Pidge yelled.
"Have you seen Jacko?"
Crocky almost jumped out of his skin.
"Oh, hello, Pidge. Sorry, I haven't seen him today."
"That's very strange,"
Pidge said.
"No one seems to know where he is. I think I'll go and look for him."
Pidge flew away, leaving Crocky to go back to sleep on the riverbank. He was soon snoring loudly. Sometime later, Pidge caught sight of Jeremy, the giraffe. Jeremy was very surprised when Pidge landed right on top of his head.
"Hello, Jeremy. Have you seen Jacko today? I've been looking for him for ages, and no one seems to know where he is."
"Ah, yes. I saw him earlier this morning, Pidge. He was heading for the gully where the forest fire was."
"Thank you, Jeremy,"
Pidge said as he flew off.
"I'm sure I'll find him now."
Pidge flew high into the air and circled over the place where the fire had been. It was not a very nice sight to see all the burned trees below, but already new trees were starting to grow and creepers were climbing the old trees, making them look green again. Pidge circled one more time and saw Jacko far below, sitting on a fallen log near the water.
"Hi, Jacko,"
Pidge said as he came in to land on Jacko's shoulder.
"Hi, Pidge," Jacko said in a sad voice.
"Why are you so glum, Jacko?"
Pidge asked.
"It's a beautiful day, much too nice to be sad."
"I know, Pidge, but I can't help it. I just don't feel very happy today."
Pidge felt sorry for his friend and sat there on his shoulder, trying to think what to do. Then Pidge had an idea and said goodbye to Jacko and flew off. Jacko stayed on his log, looking down into the water, feeling very sad indeed. Pidge flew back to Jacko's tree as fast as he could to talk to Mrs. Jacko.
"Yes, I'm sure he would like that,"
Mrs. Jacko said. Pidge thanked her and flew off to find Crocky.
"Okay,"
Crocky said.
"I'll do it right away."
Pidge thanked him and flew off deep into the heart of the forest. It took him a whole hour to finish what he wanted to do, but eventually he did. When everything was in place, Pidge flew back to where Jacko was. He was still sitting on the log and looking very sorry for himself.
"Oh, dear," Jacko said softly. "I do feel so sad, and I'm here all alone with no one to play with. I do wish someone would come and play with me."
Jacko caught sight of his reflection in the water. He did look sad. His ears were drooped down, almost covering his eyes, and his bottom lip was curled up under his nose. His mouth was turned down at the corners, and his big brown eyes looked ever so sad.
"Oh, dear," he said again. "Oh, dear."
Just then, Pidge landed on his shoulder.
"Hi, Jacko,"
he shouted.
"Still here on this log?"
Jacko almost jumped out of his skin. "Pidge," he shouted back, "I do wish you'd give a chap some warning when you're about to land on his shoulder. I might have fallen off the log and into the water."
"Sorry, Jacko,"
Pidge said, trying not to laugh.
"But I thought you might need some company."
Jacko's face brightened a little. "Oh, I do, Pidge. I'm so sad today. I do need some company."
"Come on, then,"
Pidge said, taking off.
"Let's go and get some lunch and then we can go and play."
Jacko jumped off the log and up into the branches of a nearby tree, and together they set off for Jacko's tree to get some lunch. Jacko was still feeling sad, although the thought of lunch had cheered him up a little. He was not moving through the trees as fast as he normally did, and Pidge had to keep waiting for him.
"Come on, Jacko, or lunchtime will be over."
"Sorry, Pidge, but I just don't have the energy today. I think feeling sad has used it all up." Eventually, they caught sight of Jacko's tree.
"Look, Jacko, we're nearly there,"
Pidge shouted loudly. So loudly that it hurt Jacko's big ears.
"What are you shouting for, Pidge? Everyone will hear you for miles."
Pidge just flew silently on.
"Hi, Mom," Jacko said when he arrived at the tree.
"Hello, son," his mum replied.
"Hello, Jacko,"
Crocky said.
"Hello, hello there,"
came a familiar voice. It was Wally the Wallopalopopus, who had been hiding behind several trees.
"Watcha, Jacko,"
Roger the Rhino said, peeping out from behind Wally. Then Eric the Elephant trumpeted his
"Hello!"
Jacko kept spinning around as each new voice said hello to him.
"It's a party!"
Pidge shouted out.
"Surprise!"
they all yelled. Jacko's face lit up into a big smile. He was so happy to see all his friends. "This is turning into one of the best days ever," Jacko said, sitting down to eat jelly and cakes with his friends. And the jungle rang to the sound of their laughter.
Uh-huh.